Can Protestants be saved? First, let's define what is a Protestant. A Protestant is a Christian who belongs to neither the Catholic Church or one of the various Orthodox churches, to make it simple. These Christians come from the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century. They have splintered into hundreds, if not thousands, of different groups. They are not just the Lutherans, Calvinists, Episcopalians, and Methodists, but all forms of Baptist, Pentecostal, Assemblies of God, and a plethora of independent churches, many of whom do not consider themselves Protestant or even recognize their Protestant heritage. They just call themselves Christian. If you believe in Scripture alone and salvation through faith alone, you are a Protestant. Many of us have friends and family, loved ones, who are Protestants. Can they be saved? The answer is yes, they can be saved. Of course, that's not the same as saying they will be saved or that they are saved. But how can this happen when the Council of Florence says, quote, "The Holy Roman Church firmly believes, professes, and preaches that all who are outside of the Catholic Church, not only pagans but also Jews or heretics and schismatics, cannot share in eternal life and will go into the everlasting fire which was prepared for the devil and his angels, unless they are joined to the Catholic Church before the end of their lives, that the unity of the ecclesiastical body is of such importance that only for those who abide in it do the Church's sacraments contribute to salvation and do fasts, almsgiving, and other works of piety and practices of the Christian militia produce eternal rewards, and that nobody can be saved, no matter how much he has given away in alms, and even if he should shed his blood in the name of Christ, unless he has persevered in the bosom and the unity of the Catholic Church." In other words, outside of the Church, and make no mistake, the Church means the Roman Catholic Church, there is no salvation. And when the Church speaks in this matter, it is infallible, meaning it comes from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost guides the Catholic Church on truths of doctrine, not us individually. So if you think the Spirit has told you something different, it's not the Holy Spirit you are listening to. And yes, if you are a Protestant, and I don't care who you are, you may be someone I know personally, someone in my family or a friend, and if I've never said this to you, I'm saying it to you now, you need to become Catholic. Christ wills that you enter His one church. All other churches were started by men. Yes, I know it's in a mess, but that's no excuse. Christ established the Catholic Church and only the Catholic Church, and outside of it, no one is saved. And I'm sorry, but your salvation is not guaranteed. And it may depend on whether or not you join the Catholic Church. But if this is true, then how can Protestants be saved if they don't join the Catholic Church officially? That statement from the Council of Florence is pretty clear. You have to be Catholic or you will not be saved. The Church has always understood that there can be exceptions. Pope Pius IX said, quote, "It must of course be held as a matter of faith that outside the Apostolic Roman Church, no one can be saved, that the Church is the only ark of salvation, and that whoever does not enter it will perish in the flood. On the other hand, it must likewise be held as certain that those who live in ignorance of the true religion, if such ignorance is invincible, are not subject to any guilt in this matter before the eyes of the Lord. But then, who would dare to set limits on this ignorance, taking into consideration the natural differences of people, land, native talents, and many other factors?" And the Holy Office in 1945 wrote to Father Feeney, quote, "Therefore, that one may obtain eternal salvation, it is not always required that he be incorporated into the Church actually as a member. But it is necessary that at least he be united to her by desire and longing. However, this desire need not always be explicit, as it is in catechumens, but when a person is involved in invincible ignorance, God accepts also an implicit desire, so-called, because it is included in that good disposition of soul whereby a person wishes his will to be conformed to the will of God." The Second Vatican Council actually puts this into perspective. Quote, "They could not be saved who, knowing that the Catholic Church was founded as necessary by God through Christ, would refuse either to enter it or remain in it." The key word here is knowing. To fully understand this, we need to understand the difference between formal and material, objective and subjective, and ordinary and extraordinary. And I'll be brief so as not to bore you. But first, let's establish what makes someone a member of the church. Baptism. If a person is validly baptized, which is water on the head, while the person baptizing says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," as long as there is no formal heresy present in the person being baptized, they are incorporated into the Catholic Church and made a member of the body of Christ. Literally, anyone can baptize another person validly so long as they have the proper intention, which is to do as the Church does. And the Catholic Church has determined that Protestant baptisms are valid and their ministers have the proper intention, with the exception of Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and Seventh-day Adventists. There is also such a thing as baptism of desire. If a person, through no fault of their own, does not receive a proper water baptism, yet they desire it, either explicitly or implicitly, that desire serves as their baptism. Water baptism that follows the formula prescribed by Christ, as described above, is ordinary or normal baptism. It's the rule. Baptism of desire is the extraordinary or not normal baptism, the exception to the rule. Heresy is believing something that the Catholic Church has condemned, such as salvation through faith alone, once saved, always saved, and Scripture alone, or the denial of something the Church has officially declared as true, such as the existence of purgatory and various dogmas of Our Lady, such as the Immaculate Conception. As you can see, all Protestants are infected with heresy. By the way, if you are a Protestant and you find that statement offensive, realize that today almost everyone suffers from heresy, including most Catholics. Now, heresy is either formal or material only. Material heresy means the heresy is there. Formal heresy means the heresy is there, but the individual has been given sufficient knowledge of the truth that they should reject the heresy, yet they refuse. If a person is guilty of material heresy only, it does not cause them to be damned, since they don't know any better. If a person is guilty of formal heresy, it will send them to hell unless they repent of the heresy before they die. Now, there are two types of sin: original sin and personal sin, those sins we commit. Original sin is the sin of Adam, the guilt of which is passed down to every single human except our Lord and Our Lady. But even she was prevented by virtue of her Son's future atonement on the cross from receiving its effects. Original sin alone will damn you. Baptism forgives original sin and puts the person in a state of grace, meaning they are saved, and they stay saved until or unless they make a formal act of heresy or commit a mortal sin. Personal sin, the sins we commit, are either venial or mortal. This distinction is found in 1 John 5:16-17. If anyone sees his brother committing what is not a mortal sin, he will ask, and God will give him life for those whose sin is not mortal. There is sin which is mortal. I do not say that one is to pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin which is not mortal. Not mortal sin, the Catholic Church calls venial. Venial sin will not send you to hell. To receive forgiveness, simply pray to God, as the text says. Mortal sin, on the other hand, will send you to hell if all requirements are met. Mortal sin requires grave matter, meaning the sin itself has to be big. Think Ten Commandments, murder, theft, adultery, which includes pornography and the solitary activity that goes along with it. These sins are objectively mortal sins. In order for the person to be guilty, or subjectively speaking, they must have full knowledge that this is a mortal sin and it must be a free will act. Outside coercion, addiction, force of habit, even extreme temptation can cause the free will requirement to be absent. If the knowledge or free will requirement is absent, the sin is reduced to venial and will not cause damnation. If all three requirements are present, the person is guilty of mortal sin and will be damned when they die unless they are forgiven. In order to be forgiven, the person must repent and intend to sin no more. The repentance or contrition can either be perfect or imperfect. Perfect contrition means the person is sorry out of love of God alone. This forgives all sin, including mortal sin. If the contrition is imperfect, they don't want to go to hell, for example, sacramental absolution by a Catholic priest is required, not because of a defect in God's forgiveness, but rather a defect in the person's willingness to receive it. Knowing this possibility in his mercy, Christ established the sacrament of confession. John 20:22-23. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Council of Florence is talking in the formal and objective. Yes, objectively and formally speaking, a heretic or a schismatic will not be saved. And there certainly are people who think they're saved or will go to heaven who end up going to hell because of formal heresy, mortal sin, or refusing to enter into or remain in the Catholic Church. But subjectively speaking, meaning the individual, we can't judge. With God, anything is possible. So to recap, a Protestant will be saved if they are properly baptized, make no formal act of heresy, do not commit a mortal sin with all three requirements met, and if they do, have perfect contrition for their sins. This is the extraordinary means of salvation. The ordinary means of salvation is to be Catholic. Non-Catholics are deprived of the sacraments of confession, which ensures forgiveness of sins, and the Eucharist, the true body and blood of Christ, without which you have no life in you, which can only be received through the Catholic and various Orthodox churches. None of the Protestant churches have a valid Eucharist. So how likely is it that a Protestant will be saved? Well, we don't know. All I can do is offer my opinion, and my opinion is this. The vast majority of Protestants are not guilty of formal heresy. They have not been sufficiently exposed to Catholic doctrine, and what they have been exposed to is a skewed version of it. And to me, venial sin seems to be the norm, which does not send a person to hell. If it's not grave matter, it's venial. If it's grave matter but the person didn't have knowledge, it's venial. If it's grave matter and they had full knowledge but they did not fully consent, it's venial. And even if a person is guilty of mortal sin, a person who truly loves God can easily have perfect contrition, in my opinion, of course. I think a lot of Protestants will be saved, perhaps even most. Most Protestants I know seem to be of good will, not that I know their hearts or can read souls, and would become Catholic if they truly knew it was the true faith. Of course, we know that if a person is truly of good will, God will not allow them to remain in ignorance. He will send them an evangelist or even an angel to give them the truth. Or as the Divine Mercy devotion says, Christ comes to everyone in what is to us a split second, but to him is an eternity at the moment of death, giving them the truth and a last chance to accept or reject him. Unfortunately, we know most will reject him, but all Christians, including Protestants, should recognize him. So we don't know how many Protestants actually die a Catholic in that last extraordinary grace. Some might say that this makes the need to be Catholic to be saved irrelevant. This is not so. If a person knows the Catholic faith is the true faith, they must convert or be damned. As well, heresy and mortal sin are not to be trivialized. A person may seem to be of good will to us, but in reality, they've been given the truth, rejected it, and seared their conscience. But God desires all men to be saved and looks for reasons to save them, not send them to hell. Until my next video, God bless.